we check in with the MCCSC, and today we head out to Unionville Elementary School, and the doctor is joining us. The principal is Andrea Mobley. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm always excited to talk to you as well because Unionville's cool. You're kind of out there a little bit, not in the hustle and bustle of downtown Bloomington, but you always have cool and adventurous and fun things happening. We will get to all of that in just a minute. But when January, and we look at the forecast, and the forecast stinks, I'm sorry. We'll get nice on the weekend, but what do you do with everybody for first recess and second recess when it feels like 15, 16 degrees outside?
Well, we're fortunate here at Unionville that we have a gym that we can use. Many schools just have the cafeteria and has to do double time for PE. So we're fortunate here at Unionville that we've got this historic gym that we can use, and kids can run around in the gym and play. So we try to get them outside as much as we possibly can, but we also want to make sure that we're being safe. And when the temperatures get really down and the wind chill, we have to make that tough decision that recess is going to be inside. But we're fortunate here that we have the gym and kids are able to run around as much as possible.
My little buddy is he goes to Summit and he's in third grade. And I asked him yesterday, I said, "Too cold, huh?" He goes, "Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. We had to be inside the whole time." I said, "Well, you got to stay warm." He goes, "Oh, I understand." He goes, "It was just kind of a bummer." So he's funny about that as well. So they're all paying attention with their little ears and little minds and everything else that goes along with that. Last week, we had an e-learning day, and we know that's going to be the case moving forward if we have inclement weather in the month of February, and we hope it doesn't carry into March or, I'm not going to bring that up, April. No, we're not going to talk about it. How did it go? What did we learn, and what can we do better next time if we have to run into this again?
Well, you know, we always, you know, take those decisions, you know, are very tough decisions when we have to go to an e-learning day. But let me tell you, our students and our teachers did an amazing job. The attendance was up far superb than what it was a few years ago. The students are getting the hang of it. They practice it beforehand. They like it. They think it's cool to be online with their teacher and with their students and classmates. And They're just doing an excellent job, and our teachers put so much work into that. They're prepared, they're ready to go, and it's over the last few years, it's just getting better and better. Our teachers are getting used to the technology. Our students are getting really good at the technology, and you know, it's not like being face to face in the classroom, but we have to take student safety, everyone's safety into consideration. And so when we go to those e-learning days, we try to make the best of it. And it's been so delightful seeing how well our students and our teachers are doing.
Yeah, and that's the fun part. And when we have this, the other part of this where I've got two in the system, so I get it. I've got one in middle school and one in elementary. And neither one of them want to go to school in June. So we just kind of have to look at it that way, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do. And we had a parent that posted something online that was so sweet. She was talking about how she was observing her son that was working with one of our teachers and just how patient our teacher was and how well she did with all these students asking all kinds of questions and their dogs and their cats and their messing rooms and all that kind of stuff. But that was really nice that a parent posted and recognized how hard our teachers were working and how hard our students are working.
Well, it's absolutely true. And some of those should be recorded and brought to any union meetings you have about it, when salary negotiations come about, and be like, my wife said, whatever they pay them, it's just not enough. It's not to have the patience and to have the grace and to have everything that goes along with that, because it's just not that easy, and they make it look easy. And the kids feel that and they get that.
And you know, we really appreciate our community. They really stepped up for the referendum. And, you know, one of our focuses and one of our goals for the referendum was to increase our teacher salary and our support salaries and wages. So we really appreciate the community that we've been able to do that in through the passage of the referendum. So thank you to all those out there that voted for the referendum.
Exactly right. And it's it does make a tangible difference, because without some of that help and other fun things that go along with that, well, we were not going to worry about that because we have a referendum for, what, 7 or 8 more years? That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And that's the great news. The other great news is Dr. Andrea Mobley is our guest today. She's the principal at Unionville Elementary. And talking about outside, you got a ton of fun outside stuff, and I want you to tell me that in a minute. But I just remembered that there's big news in the community, and there's big news that comes from your school as well, because the teachers of the year, our friends at the chamber, they've got awards to pass out. And did I see someone from Unionville on there?
Oh yes, we're so happy that Laura Lucas, one of our kindergarten teachers, is being recognized for Educator of the Year. She has worked so hard. She's a tremendous teacher. We call her the Kindergarten Whisperer because she just does amazing things with kindergartners. And it's such a pleasure to see all the growth that we're seeing in those kindergartners. They're writing complete sentences. They're just loving learning, and she's just been a big part of that. And it's so nice to see her recognized for her years of service and dedication. We're so happy for her.
That is fantastic. Now, is that a nomination process, Dr. Mo? Tell me how that works.
Yeah, it is a nomination process, and it's a very competitive process. There are many, many teachers and support staff across MCCSE and RBB that are nominated each and every year, and it's really an honor to be recognized because it is so very, very competitive. There's a whole nomination process. There are certain categories that they have to meet certain levels, and there are judges from throughout the community, and so we're really, really pleased that she's being recognized for her dedication to our students. And we're also fortunate that she's here at Unionville.
Absolutely. The 22nd Annual Educator of the Year Awards will be held Thursday, March 2nd at Ivy Tech Community College at Shreve Hall. So when I have Chancellor Vaughn on Thursday, we'll get all the details and ticketing information and all of that. Shanice Jones, a special education community-based teacher at Bloomington High School South. Dr. Kirsten Milks, the AP Biology Earth Space Science teacher at Bloomington High School South. Greg Valenta, engineering and agricultural teacher at the Hoosier Hills Career Center and Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. And the Lifetime Achievement Award, Dr. Deb Prankert, the assistant superintendent of elementary education at MCCSE. Well, whose life has Deb hasn't influenced around here? Gee whiz, great, great awards for her as well. That's a great lineup.
It is. It is. We're very fortunate to have so many people recognized, and we're really fortunate that the Chamber does this event. You know, I've attended this event for so many years, and even if you're not being recognized yourself, just being there and being part of it and having educators recognized and appreciated for their work, you just vicariously feel good about the profession that we're in and the hard work that all of our educators do. So it's a nice event, and it's so nice that educators are recognized and that the Chamber does this.
Very fun. And you're right. A night of celebration for those who, again, sometimes are behind the scenes if they're in administration, sometimes behind the scenes if not everyone takes their classes or whatever it is. But great to hear everybody being pointed out for that. We'll give you more details as we get closer to March, obviously. But tomorrow, rabbit, February 1st, that means kindergarten registration, open house, all the fun stuff is going on. Tell me all about it.
Yes, we're excited. We have kindergarten open house that across the district. That's next Thursday, February 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. at each of the elementary schools, where we will be welcoming our families that will be starting kindergarten next year, and we'll have all kinds of activities. They'll get to tour the school. We've got a scavenger hunt planned. They can have their picture taken, future kindergartner. It'll be a really, really fun event, and parents will be able to tour all of the elementary schools and meet teachers and get to know what a typical day in the life of a kindergartner looks like. So it's an exciting day for our students and for our families. And registration begins online tomorrow, as you mentioned, so they can go ahead and do that now.
And the other thing we'll remind everybody is registration begins tomorrow. It's not a one-day coupon. It's just the start of the process. So if you want to jump in there and get it taken care of immediately, you may do so. And when you're registering online, go to the mccse.edu and see all the things you will need, because we don't like to, I don't want to say waste time, that's not right, but you don't want to get there and get halfway through it and say, oh, I need this or that or this. No, just have all that ready to go, and you can get everybody signed up online pretty simply. So it is the beginning of registration. You're at Unionville. How is your boundaries? Who do you draw from? We have so many new people in town. What side of the street do I live on? Do I go here? Do I go there? Tell me who feeds into your program.
Well, we have the traditional areas of the Robinson Road area, the 45 area, Highway 45, the Lake Lemon area. We go all the way over to Brown County. So it's really a large, because we're so rural, it covers a really large area. But anybody that has any questions about their boundaries or their school, they can just pick up the phone or call, or they can go online and they can enter their address and find out where their boundary is.
Yeah, it's just that easy. So we don't want anybody to be worried or you sign up at the wrong place or anything like that. Don't worry about that. We'll help you out. We'll help you out. Okay, so you're a little rural, so you have a lot of fun. You've got a great outdoor learning center. When does that open, or do you try to use it all year round? Mother Nature throws us a couple nice days. Heck, it was in the 50s earlier in January. What's the plan for that in 2023?
Yeah, and we try to get outside as much as we can. We've got about just under 20 acres, and we've got a pond and hiking trails and an outdoor amphitheater. But we're really excited that we're going to be adding to that. We actually have a piece of equipment that pulled up today. We're going to begin construction on our new outdoor learning lab that will be ready by the start of school next year. And we're so excited about all the opportunities that that's going to give for our students in terms of outdoor learning and that just different kinds of things that we can do related to STEM and the Earth curriculum. We follow the Earth curriculum and incorporate that into everything that we do in terms of the E for environment, the A for art, R for resources, T for technology, and H for health. And so we try to incorporate that into everything we do. And this outdoor learning lab is really going to allow us to just take that to the next level and do so many things that will really enhance the educational experience of our students. So we're very, very excited about that. We're thankful to Dr. Hoswald and the board for allowing us to have this great new outdoor facility. So we're so excited about that.
Is that something you took to the board and said, hey, we think it would be great if we could have something like this out here? How did this project, what was the genesis of this project, Dr. Mobley? And how did you get it going forward?
Well, actually, it was in place before I started here. The former principal, Lily Albright, spoke with Dr. Hoswald and said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could just have a new outdoor facility where we could do so much more with outdoor learning? And he took it to the board, and they agreed to move forward. And so we're so thrilled that that Principal Albright had the foresight to do that.
She's my neighbor now. So that's the fun part.
Oh,
too.
Really?
So, yeah.
Did she tell you to ask that question?
She did not, which was good, because I couldn't remember the timeline, and I'm like, was that Lily? Was it So I just asked the question, and then if I look like a buffoon, well, that's nothing new on this program. So everybody gets a laugh here in the middle of the day. So that's fun. The outdoor part is exciting. The spring is exciting as well. We know it's tough here in these kind of cool months, but you have big plans for springtime. Tell me what's on your calendar. The people at Unionville should start writing down.
Well, we are very excited about spring because we do like to get outside whenever we can. And like you mentioned, we've had a few warm days here and we've been outside learning and walking the trails. We do have a garden club here that kind of take a little hiatus off for the last couple of months. But we're excited for our garden club to get back. We've got some wonderful parent volunteers and community connections. So we like to grow vegetables and grow flowers, and we're reorganizing our native wildflower area, so we're anxious to get started on that again soon. We have a great PTO that's got some great things going on in the spring with a golf scramble and an Earth Day carnival that we're planning, so we're all excited about those sorts of things. And we've got the Cooks the Care that's coming
up. I was going to mention that's fine. Are you getting involved this year?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to be involved, I think, eating. I think that's going to be my – well, you got to do what you do best. No, you know, nobody wants my little dopey dip I make. So let's let the pros handle this, and then I'll just be there throwing money at these great causes that it will support.
Well, you know, this year it's supporting the MCC Foundation and Wonder Lab. And there's a few of elementary principals and I decided to put a team together. The theme is cartoons this year. So we are going with the Yogi Bear picnic theme.
I like it.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Boo-boo. So
Picnic basket.
Oh,
right?
Now I'm hungry again. I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
What's going to go in your picnic basket? Now I'm.
Well, that's a secret.
Oh,
we're not
right.
Telling yet.
All right.
But Lisa Roberts, principal at Rogers.
I know Lisa. That's a fun crew. Just her would be a fun crew. Now that you guys are together, it's even better. Okay, so Lisa Roberts, you're on this. Who else?
Claire Mickey from Grandview, Stephen Marshall from Childs, Courtney Ladyman from Benford. That makes up for, let's see, I think that's it. Yep.
I talked to Courtney last week or the week before. I can't remember. It all runs together. So that's good. She did not mention that just yet. So this was the big announcement. But I did talk to Cirilla Helm and Scott Shishman from Old National Bank a couple weeks ago to get it all kicked off. So we are firmly behind this great cause because it will help the foundation. It will help. Who's the other recipient this year?
Wonder Lab.
That's another one.
I was just at Wonder Lab, but couple weekends ago for my nephew's birthday party, and I hadn't been there for a while, and that place is just amazing, and another one of my nephews can't wait for me to take him back, so I'm looking forward to that as well. But we've raised over $12,000 to this point already, so we're really excited about this upcoming event. I think it's on February 25th, so we've got a little while to test out our recipes.
Well, and how do you, is there five of you or four of you? I missed the count. There's five, correct?
Yeah, there's five of us.
Did you guys, who came up with which you were going to cook? Because everybody has their, this is grandma's recipe here. This is our long lost recipe here. How did you get to the final countdown?
Well, we just kind of threw out what would be some picnic items, so with that picnic theme. So, yeah,
it's ants on a log, folks. That's what it is. There we go. We've cracked the code.
I wanted to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I didn't get that passed through. So
you know what
it's
you should
surprise.
Do, and I think, and again, I won't say this too loudly because I don't want this great idea to get out there. What you should do is make like a Lunchable, like the thing with like four compartments in it, and then there's five of you, so you could at least get 80% of what you need in there. I mean, that would be a brilliant idea because then everybody walks by, you just hand them the Lunchable, and it's like, you get a bite of this, a bite of that. Again, I don't need it. I don't want any credit for any of this. Just go, just go raise $1 million, and we can split it up between some great organizations here in Bloomington that help obviously get our children smarter in more ways than one. Hands on at Wonder Lab, and we know what the foundation does for all of their financial resources and fundraising. It was funny when I had Cirilla on, we did it on Zoom, and behind her was like six of those really big checks. You know what I'm talking about? The one.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it was just, it was great. But in radio, we have to explain that. We just can't be like, oh, look. So that that was great to see all of that. And we can add to more of it. And if folks would like to get involved with the 100 Cooks Who Care, Saturday, February 25th, 2023, at the Monroe Convention Center, you can buy your tickets. And even if you'd like to get involved, they will never, never turn you down. Go to bloomington.100cookswhocare.com, and you can see all the cooks, all the beneficiaries, how to register, how to donate, how to get tickets. It's very, very, very helpful to get this going. I'm excited to see now what you guys are going to have made up. When I run into Lisa Roberts, I might have to get a little inside information. I might. She might not give it to me either.
I'll swear to secrecy.
Well, that's good. And I'll tell her you said that so they know. They know that's fun. All right. What time are we dismissing everybody today?
We dismiss at 4:15 at Unionville.
Oh, good. So we got another 30 minutes so we can get to all the things.
Well, we do have. It is a process. It is a process at the elementary school.
It is. Yes. It is. We have the pickup line.
It is a process. Yes.
That's it.
It's very well orchestrated here at Unionville.
And that's a very nice way of saying herding cats.
I have to give a shout out to our bus drivers out here at Unionville, though. I have to tell you, we have one bus driver who's been driving for like 47 years.
Wow.
45 at Unionville.
Wow.
We have four buses, and those bus drivers cover for one another. If somebody's going to be out, they know the community. They know the roads. They've been so dependable. They care about our kids. They do fun things at holidays. They are just absolutely amazing, dependable, wonderful, caring people, and we are so appreciative of our bus drivers here at Unionville.
Yeah, puts the community in Monroe County Community School Corporation's fantastic. Well, we'll see you soon. We wish you nothing but good weather because we know it's a little again, you got some hills and other things out there to yep. deal with. And nothing but fun here in the spring semester. I know we'll talk again, but great to hear from you. Great to talk, and hopefully we'll see you on the streets.
Well, thanks for having me here today.
Anytime you need anything, you know where to find me. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Andrea Mobley, the principal at Unionville Elementary School. You know what? All the people we talk to that deal with the school corporation just have that bounce in their step, for lack of a better or the pep in their step, the pizzazz, whatever it is. They're excited, and I'm excited when I get to talk to them too, because you know they pass that energy to their staff, and that staff passes it to our kids and hopefully makes our community a much, much better place.